I eat and sleep at weird times. This is nothing new and not directly related to the current situation. Often I forget to eat dinner and find myself scavenging through the kitchen at 11 o'clock at night. This can make for some really weird dreams at times, but not lately. Wait, have I not been dreaming lately? This is Dispatches from Student Quarantine, episode 405, COVID-19 Ruined My Dreams.
I'm sitting in the Mac lab, working on a project where I'm editing a video, when I get called up to the front of the room.
It's your turn to take the exam.
Exam? I had no idea there was a test going on. I walk to the front of the room. He points to the computer.
Your time starts now. Make this peanut butter and jelly sandwich dance.
When did this become an animation class? But I get to work. Wait, the walls are shifting. I'm sitting in a hospital room. I don't know the girl laying on the bed next to where I'm sitting.
Secrets.
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 What?
We know secrets, and we can't tell you.
Oh.
Time to spin.
Spin? There's all sorts of wires suffocating me, and I can't breathe, and... It's gone. But I'm still in the hospital. Hello? Who's there?
It's time for your IV.
Ow!
Hold still.
She goes too far. My arm is bleeding. She walks away. It's dark. I hit my phone. It's 5 a.m. I write the whole thing down in my notes. I still feel the poking in my arm. My dreams are always segmented like this, as if it's just the highlights of all my subconscious thoughts. Once one feels like it's expressed enough, it moves to the next. But I find it all fairly simple to figure out. The PB&J dance, while incredibly random, is a reflection of school. Finals are fast approaching and I feel hopeless. I have not retained any knowledge and now my professors are going to see that. You can't escape hospital imagery and talk these days. It's appropriate for a pandemic, which means it's appropriate for my dreams. The fear of being in one. The fear of having someone I know be in one. The suffocating and dizziness from my spin is quite easily translated to my anxiety attacks about the subject. Secrets is where it gets slightly more difficult. I know I don't like secrets being kept from me, but am I more scared now of people keeping secrets from me because I'm struggling to communicate with them? Am I scared there's secrets about who is sick? Honestly, I'm not quite sure. The IV brings another reminder that I'm in a hospital, and this time I'm the one that's sick. The actual experience going wrong stems from a real encounter I had about 5 years ago. It wasn't an IV, but I had to get a whole lot of blood drawn for tests. They let a new nurse take it. She messed up on my left arm halfway through, and then messed up again on my right arm. It left me with large bruises on the inside of my arms for over a month. When I think about needles, this is the first thing that comes to my head. So it's not surprising to see this again. This dream is not so different from my typical anxiety dreams, ones that put me in unrealistic scenarios but increase my heart rate and breathing so much that it causes me to wake up on the verge of a panic attack. it's not unusual, especially now with all these added fears.
COVID-19 Ruined My Dreams was produced by Jessica Friels with Taya Saraceni and Cameron Scandal. For Dispatches from Student Quarantine, I'm Colin Helb.